Hotkey Books presents When Women Wore Dragons, being the truthful accounting of the life of Alex Green, physicist, professor, activist, still human, a memoir of sorts, written by Kelly Barnhill, and read by Kimberly Farr and Mark Bramhall.
For Christine Blasey Ford, whose testimony triggered this narrative. And for my children, dragons all. The dragon is in the barrow, wise and proud with treasures. Anglo-Saxon proverb. They were ferocious in appearance, terrible in shape, with great heads, long necks, thin faces, yellow complexions, shaggy ears, wild foreheads, fierce eyes, foul mouths, horses' teeth, throats vomiting flames, twisted jaws, thick lips, strident voices, singed hair, fat cheeks, pigeon breasts, scabby thighs, knotty knees, crooked legs, swollen ankles, splay feet, spreading mouths, raucous cries. For they grew so terrible to hear with their mighty shriekings that they filled almost the whole intervening space between earth and heaven with their discordant bellowings. Life of St. Guthlac by Felix, an East Anglian monk, approximately AD 730. In which the good monk describes the original occupants of the barrow where the saint had attempted to build his hermitage.
Greetings, Mother. I do not have much time. This change, this wondrous, wondrous change, is at this very moment upon me. I could not stop it if I tried, and I have no interest in trying. It is not from any place of sorrow that I write these words. There is no room for sorrow in a heart full of fire. You will tell people that you did not raise me to be an angry woman, and that statement will be correct. I was never allowed to be angry, was I? My ability to discover and understand the power of my own raging was a thing denied to me, until, at last, I learned to stop denying myself. You told me on my wedding day that I was marrying a hard man whom I shall have the pleasure to sweeten. It is a good woman, you said, who brings out the goodness in a man. That lie became evident on our very first night together. My husband was not a good man, and nothing ever would have made him so. I married a man who was petulant, volatile, weak-willed, and morally vile. You knew this. And yet you whispered matronly secrets into my ear and told me that the pain would be worth the babies that I would bring to you one day. But there were no babies, were there? My husband's beatings saw to that. And now I shall see to him, tooth and claw. The downtrodden becomes the bearer of a heavenly, righteous flame. It burns me even now. I find myself unbound by earth, unbound by man, unbound by wifely duty and womanly pain. I regret nothing. I shall not miss you, Mother. Perhaps I won't even remember you. Does a flower remember its life as a seed? Does a phoenix recall itself as it burns anew? You will not see me again. I shall be but a shadow streaking across the sky, fleeting, speeding, and utterly gone. From a letter written by Maria Tillman, a housewife from Lincoln, Nebraska, and the earliest scientifically confirmed case of spontaneous dragoning within the United States prior to the mass dragoning of 1955, also known as the Day of Missing Mothers. The dragoning, per reports from eyewitnesses, happened during the day on September 18, 1898, as a lemonade social was underway in the garden of next-door neighbors to celebrate an engagement. Information.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?